On February 1st, 2017, I began the first After Dinner Scholar podcast this way. The 16th century philosopher, statesman, and scientist Francis Bacon famously stated, "Some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested." That is, he went on, "some books are to be read only in parts, others to be read, but not curiously, and some few to be read wholly and with diligence and attention." Close quote. This is the After Dinner Scholar podcast from Wyoming Catholic College, and I'm Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, your host. Much to my surprise, that first podcast was 7.5 years ago, or 390 episodes ago, or more than 205,000 downloads ago. And as of this episode, I'm hanging up my headphones, and for the most part, my mortarboard as well. This is the last week of classes here at Wyoming Catholic College. Next week, our students have final exams, and that will be followed by graduation weekend. And except for being thesis advisor for several of our rising seniors, I'll be retiring from my duties at the college. What, if anything, have I learned recording 390 podcasts that I can pass along to you, our loyal listeners? Well, I've learned over and over again the sheer joy of learning. As Bacon wrote, "Some books are to be read only in parts, others to be read, but not curiously, and some few to be read wholly and with diligence and attention." Early on, then faculty member Dr. Thaddeus Kaczynski and I had a conversation about Fyodor Dostoevsky's novel, Crime and Punishment. Years before, I had read Crime and Punishment, and prior to the interview, I read up on the book, looked through it a little bit, in order to ask some intelligent questions. But once we were done talking about the novel, I couldn't wait to read it again. Conversations with Dr. Jason Baxter and Dr. Tiffany Schubert about Dante's Divine Comedy only made me love the poem more, and I've read it repeatedly over the last 7 years. Dr. Glenn Arbery feeds my nascent love of poetry, and Dr. Virginia Arbery and Dr. Pavlos Papadopoulos' clear thinking about political theory and politics sparks all sorts of academic exploration. Conversations with our college theologians, including President Kyle Washit, Dr. Jeremy Holmes, and Dr. Travis Judd, have spurred my ongoing study of the things of God. That is, these podcasts, these short little bites, can be seen as appetizers, little tastes to whet our appetite for a full and satisfying meal. Now, in some cases, I've simply been fascinated with the podcasts in their own right. Dr. Scott Olson on Infinity, Paul Milligan on Rafting Through the Gates of Lodore, Lorene Sheehan on Horsemanship, and so on. Now, of course, Dostoevsky may not thrill you at all, but instead hearing about Euclid may inspire you to learn more about mathematics. And I'm so glad. The outdoor clothing company North Face has the tagline, "Never stop exploring." And I've done my best to make that tagline my own, not only as I enjoy the Wyoming outdoors, but in my intellectual and spiritual pursuits, the pursuits that have been my focus through the After Dinner Scholar, and quite frankly, have been the focus of my life since I was probably no more than 16. My plans? Well, to continue to explore. I have several thesis advisees next year, and a sophomore who's already made me promise to be around the following year when she's a senior. While I've been regularly contributing columns to the website The Stream, you can find them at stream.org/authors/Jim Tonkowicz, the agreement has been biweekly, and I haven't done biweekly in a long time. I want to write for The Stream more, and I want to write for other publications as well. In addition, I have a book proposal that I'm shopping around. I also want to do more adult catechesis in our parish, including more evangelism among men and with my wife Dottie, with married couples. Then there's greater engagement with homeschooling of our 6 grandchildren. I need to get my Latin back together this summer so I can teach Latin to the oldest three this fall. And I'm looking forward to reading Treasure Island with our eldest. In addition, I'd be less than honest if I didn't mention that I'd be doing more fishing, more hiking, more hunting, and more skiing. While I can still get out there, I want to get out there. Now, regarding you, dear listener, let me recommend you listen to our college's other podcast, The Eucharist with Wyoming Catholic College. This is inspired by our involvement with the National Eucharistic Revival and features Wyoming Catholic College theologians, President Kyle Washett, and Dr. Jeremy Holmes. You can also re-listen to all 390 After Dinner Scholar podcasts. I know I've had the opportunity to listen to several episodes, and I feel like they're brand new to me. With very few exceptions, the topics are not tied to events or dates. They're timeless. I'd also encourage you to explore the Mars Hill Audio Journal with Ken Myers. I've been a regular listener of Mars Hill Audio since probably around 1993 when it was brand new. And to keep things above boards, Ken is a personal friend. Mars Hill mission is, quote, to produce creative audio resources that encourage Christians to grow in obedient wisdom concerning the cultural consequences of our duty to God and neighbor. Ken's guests are for the most part Christian academics, many of them Catholic, discussing their latest books. Dr. Glenn Arbery has been a guest on Mars Hill Audio Journal more than once, and former Wyoming Catholic College faculty Dr. Thaddeus Kaczynski and Dr. Jason Baxter have been featured as well. Dr. Tiffany Schubert will be a guest on Mars Hill Audio Journal soon, discussing her new book, Jane Austen's Romantic Medievalism, Courtly Love, and Happy Endings. I might add that if you consider me a good interviewer, you have Ken Myers in part to thank. He's been an inspiration and a marvelous example. Above all, let me encourage you to read, 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 read. Beginning with the scriptures, something we should all be reading daily. Beyond that, the sky's the limit. For example, along with my son, his wife, and my wife, I'm reading Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. After that, I think I'll pick up Crime and Punishment again. I'm looking forward to digging into more Thomas Aquinas and becoming acquainted with the thought of Italian Catholic philosopher Augusto Del Noce. As someone said, so many books, so little time. Or as St. Augustine wrote, education is the food of youth, the delight of old age, the ornament of prosperity, the refuge and comfort of adversity, and the provocation to grace in the soul. I'm looking forward to education being the delight of my old age. So in my life, after Wyoming Catholic College, I'll be pursuing the same goals I've had again since I was probably 16. To heed St. Paul's words in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds. Then you will prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So I appeal to you as well, you who have been my friends and companions for these podcasts, to do the same. Be transformed by the renewal of your minds through the scriptures and through the great books and the liberal arts. Who knows? Transformed minds have a way of transforming the world. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.